This is Your Path with Bishop Mark from Dallas Universal Life Church in Dallas, Texas. Forget what you think you know about church.
Thank you. God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God. May God fill you with truth and joy. Let us pray. Creator of the universe, you made the world in beauty and restore all things in glory through the victory of Jesus Christ. We pray that wherever your mage is still disfigured by poverty, sickness, selfishness, war, and greed, the new creation in Jesus Christ may appear in justice, love, and peace to the glory of your name. Amen. Nor that be seated, Barb, because we're going to do a confession of our sins now. So, merciful God, we have sinned in what we have thought and said, in the wrong we have done, and the good we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance. We have sinned through weakness. We have sinned through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry. We repent and turn to you. Forgive us for our Savior Christ's sake, and renew our lives to the glory of your name. Amen. Through the cross of Christ, God, have mercy on you, pardon you, and set you free. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. God, strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in life eternal. Amen. Let us pray the way that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Do not let us fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," graciously grant this humble church peace and unity, if it is your will. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Peace be with you. Merry Christmas. Happy Easter. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Let us profess our creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven, the universe, and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, God of God, light of light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, being of one with the Father by whom all things were made. He came down from heaven for our salvation. He was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered greatly, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, whose kingdom shall have no end. He shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead. We believe that our ongoing journey, following the path he laid for us, will lead us to his eternal embrace. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken and speaks through the prophets. We believe in the sacred coalition of Christian and apostolic churches, who together rightly praise and glorify him. We acknowledge holy Christian baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world and universe to come. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. A reading from the letter to the Colossians. So, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned around to him. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The true gospel of the Lord. Praise to the Lord, the word, the light. Okay, be seated, please. I say good evening to you. Happy Easter to all of you. A few years back, a pastor and a lay leader, who we'll call Gary, were walking into church together. They both knew and felt that the controversy that was swirling, should the congregation move forward with the proposal or not? A Hispanic congregation had come forward asking the historic congregation in town if they could rent space with hopes of partnering in ministry in some way down the road. Some members thought this sounded like a great way to reach out to the community. Others thought it would be the sure demise for the historic congregation that was already on the brink. A few members brought up stories of what they had heard happened in other congregations that did similar things. Did you know that what happened at St. John's across town? These two congregations shared facilities, and one night after a fiesta, the Hispanic congregation left the beautiful historic sanctuary and fellowship hall a complete disaster. There's no way I'm going to let that happen to our church. As the pastor and Gary walked into that sanctuary that Sunday morning, they were the first two people to arrive. The pastor asked Gary if there had been any more talk among the elders about the proposal. "Well, Pastor, there sure has been a lot of talk about it. I'm going to be honest, it's rocking the boat pretty good." "I get it," the pastor replied. "But Gary, what do you think about it?" "I'm just not sure, Pastor. We've worked really hard to get this congregation to a place of stability, and we're growing now a little bit. I just don't want to see us throw that away. I'm worried that some people will leave, and then we won't be able to pay our own bills, let alone those of another congregation." The pastor replied with the gentle tone of a shepherd, "How much of it has to do with the other congregation being Hispanic?" "Everything, Pastor. I mean, our whole country is talking about this, and I know we're supposed to love everyone and all, but I grew up a certain way, thinking a certain way, hearing stories, and I think my family and friends are generally scared of how much change is happening in our country. I know it's the right thing to do, Pastor. I'm just getting nervous. Give me some time." Pastor thanked Gary for his honesty. That was more than many others were able to do. The pastor also thanked him for his solid leadership and for how seriously Gary was taking the whole thing. But this was a good place for the conversation to pause. It was time to get ready for church anyhow. So the pastor assured Gary that he could take his time and that they'd talk again. Over the last several weeks of Lent, our sermons have been entitled Lent for All Nations. We began Lent on Ash Wednesday thinking about our repentance and how it is bound up with the repentance of millions. Millions in nations. Millions of other nations. Millions in other nations, let's put it that way. Wow. Our repentance is wrapped up in millions in other nations. That is, people of other nationalities and ethnicities. These people are no longer just tribes in a faraway place that we might hear about in missionary stories or on the National Geographic Channel or even just in our Google News feed. The nations have moved in next door. They've taken our jobs, taken jobs in our departments and are in our study groups at school. We listen to stories mostly from the New Testament, which highlighted particular ethnicities and nationalities to help us understand how to interact with these people and with the nations. And so we do again one more time today. In the first reading assigned for us this Easter Sunday, we hear about Peter, a man named Cornelius, and how their interactions with one another were profoundly impacted by the resurrection of Jesus. Now, in order to understand the conversation that they have in our reading, let me give you some background information. You know plenty about the Apostle Peter, lead a disciple of Jesus, Jewish to the core, quickest to speak up, sometimes brilliant and sometimes just a facepalm. Cornelius, though, is less known. We learn at the beginning of Acts 10 that he was a centurion, an army officer with 100 men reporting to him. He was most likely not born a Roman citizen, but rather a Middle Easterner who had become loyal to Rome. Cornelius was a God-fearer. Gentiles who had nevertheless put their faith in Israel's God and practiced Judaism as a Gentile. Still, Peter would not dare go to lunch with someone like Cornelius or accept an invitation for dinner. And Cornelius knows the rule too. Peter says as much in Acts chapter 10, verse 28, when he meets Cornelius. You know it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. Peter knew it. Cornelius knew it. The rule was complete separation of Jews and Gentiles. So that's the issue for Peter and Cornelius. And in many ways, that's the issue for us and people of various ethnicities and nationalities today. How close do we get to one another? We'll all know that our country is a mix of people of different ethnic and racial backgrounds: European, African, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, and others. And most individuals are a mix of these ethnicities themselves. The question is whether we can eat a meal together, play on the same sports team, or even worship the one God in the same building, maybe even at the same time. How will each of us regard and interact with someone from another ethnicity or nationality? Well, Peter and Cornelius both end up receiving miraculous messages from God saying that they should meet up. Peter receives a vision, and Cornelius is visited by an angel. So Cornelius says, "Now, we are all here, waiting before God to hear the message that the Lord has given you." Cornelius has heard that he needs to meet his guy named Peter and to hear the message that Peter's been given to share. And what a message Peter has been given. Listen again to what Peter says in Acts chapter 10, verse 39 through 43. "We apostles are witnesses of all Jesus did throughout Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a cross. But God raised him to life on the third day. Then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us whom God had chosen in advance to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be the judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name." Now, that's just the Easter message, right? Doesn't there seem to be a disconnect here? Cornelius wants to know how Jews and Gentiles should interact with each other, and Peter tells the basic story of Easter. But what does this have to do with the Jews and Gentiles and whether they can cook steaks together on the grill? Let's walk through our text a little more slowly. Our first key is what Peter says to preface the basic story of Jesus in Acts chapter 10, verse 34 through 36. Peter says, "I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. This is the message of good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. That is the message that all Israel needs to hear. The message that Peter himself needed to understand is that through Jesus there is salvation for all people. No nationality, not even Israel itself gets special treatment. God accepts every person who has faith toward him, who fears him and does what is right. This is what Peter says so that Cornelius can understand the importance of Jesus' resurrection and how it changes everything. So let's look again at Peter's sermon about Easter, and we'll see that it's not just a generic retelling of the Easter story, but instead a very careful explanation of what Easter means for people of different ethnicities and how they treat one another. Now, if you would, take a look in your bulletins at Acts chapter 10, verse 34 through 43. It's the first reading we had today. In verse 37, now the verses aren't marked, so you'll have to just kind of follow along with me. In verse 37, Peter gives the specific setting of a story that happened around Judea, the region of the Jews, to a particular Jewish man from the Jewish town of Nazareth. In verse 38, we learn that Jesus went around healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Notice that word, all. Evidently, Jesus didn't discriminate. Cornelius would have known from his exposure to Judaism that Gentiles were regularly considered to be possessed by the devil. In verse 39 through 41, Peter tells Cornelius about the bedrock event of his new faith. Jesus died. Jesus was raised from the dead. And Jesus appeared to his disciples. In his telling, though, Peter reiterates that all of this happened in Jewish country and that Jesus' first appearance were particularly to his Jewish disciples. We already learned about the mission first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. But notice what Peter says in Acts chapter 10, verse 42. Jesus instructed his Jewish disciples to preach everywhere. That is, they're not just to preach in Judea, Jewish country, where the events took place, but everywhere. You mean even to Gentiles? Yep. Look at the second half of the verse. Jesus is the one appointed by God to be the judge of all, the living and the dead. Now, in other words, Jesus is coming to be judge of Jew and Gentile alike. And then look at verse 43. The good news of Easter summed up in a single sentence. Everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. That word, everyone, says it all. It's what Good Friday and Easter Sunday have to do with Peter and Cornelius, with Jew and Gentile. Everyone, all people alike, have one way to be at peace with God. There aren't two ways, a Jewish way and a second-class citizen Gentile way. Everyone who has simple faith in Jesus, the crucified and resurrected one, will have forgiveness of sins. And that includes you. The only thing that mattered now between Peter and Cornelius was that they shared together in the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. Jesus' resurrection united them in a common dependence of Jesus and the forgiveness that he only could bring. Now, Peter and Cornelius were not only allowed to eat together, it was important for them to do so. By eating together, Peter and Cornelius just demonstrated to each other and to all the world the importance of Jesus' resurrection. It was able to change the rules that had been in place for millennia. So the resurrected Christ, Jesus Christ, brought Peter and Cornelius together that day so that they could celebrate the forgiveness of sins that they had and collaborate in sharing that forgiveness with others. The reality of Jesus' death and resurrection and the message of forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name is still told to this day. And it's still changing hearts and minds about how people interact with the nations around him. A few weeks after the pastor and the man we're calling Gary walked into church together, they happened to be walking out together after another long day at church. The pastor asked about Gary's family and how they were doing after a recent death in the family. Gary assured the pastor that God was good and that his mother was now with the Lord. The family was dealing with it surprisingly well. Then Gary said somewhat awkwardly, "Pastor, you know one other thing about the Hispanic congregation using our facilities." "Well, I've been praying about that, Pastor, and I've been listening to your sermons and reading the Bible. I'm not all the way there yet, just yet, but Pastor, God's working on my heart." The pastor was somewhat shocked. Even pastors sometimes forget about the power of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Even pastors forget about the power of the Holy Spirit working through the Word of God, and even through simple things like sermons, Gary said, "You know, Pastor, let's keep talking about how we can make it work. It's going to take some work, and there are a lot of people to help get on board, but I think it's possible." The resurrection of Jesus once worked a miracle among Peter and Cornelius and their newfound friendship. It worked a miracle for the pastor and Gary and their congregation's relationship to their Hispanic neighbors. And may it work a miracle in our hearts and minds and lives this Easter too. In the name of Jesus, the crucified and resurrected one, in whom everyone has the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Amen. O God, whose face shines upon us, we offer the prayers we carry deep in our hearts, and those who need deliverance may know your steadfast love and salvation. Amen. Amen. For the church, that we may radiate the light of Christ each day and confidently live as daughters and sons of God, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who find themselves walking in darkness or doubting their faith, that they may encounter the risen Lord who brings light to their journey and peace to their hearts, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For healing of hearts and relationships, that the risen Lord will open the path of reconciliation and healing for families, communities, and co-workers. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who struggle for peace and justice, that God will provide a new springtime in their efforts that will yield an abundance harvest for the human family. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who work in healthcare, public safety, and other essential services, that God will protect them and their families as they serve the greater good. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are confined to their home and for those who cannot be with family, that God will protect them, renew their spirits, and give them strength this day. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are grieving, that God will give them peace and hope as they hear the good news of Christ's resurrection. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For inspiration, that the Holy Spirit will give insight and courage to legislators and government leaders as they develop policies to address gun violence and school safety. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are seeking a new beginning, that the resurrection of Christ will bring light into their lives and open new opportunities for them to end old behaviors and walk in a new direction. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are ill, that God will heal them in body, mind, and spirit, restore them to be a blessing to others, and share fully in the life of the community. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who have died, that their souls be at peace in His eternal embrace, and that those left behind will receive the blessing of our Father's presence to comfort them. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We bring to our personal intercessions in the silence of our thoughts. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Hear, merciful God, release us from the time of trial and oppression that we may witness to the eternal hope of grief becoming joy and life rising from death. Amen. We give thanks for all we have received, O God, gifts of love and time, money and ability. Into these bowls, into this place, return a portion of these gifts. Bless those who receive them just as we are blessed in the act of sharing them. Amen. Y'all have to read. There's no words to this. If you want to sing along, you can. It's a beautiful rendition, though, whichever you'd like to do. Blessed are you, O God of all creation, for your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life. the mystery of this wandering wine may become to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, work of human hands, that will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Lord, wash away my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. As we offer our gifts on this joyous evening, may it bring light to those in the shadows, laughter to all who mourn, and hope to those who longing for life anew. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, yes. I'll rise, please. Please follow along your program. Your part's the green part, if you would, please. May resurrection's God be with you and also with you. This is the day to offer yourselves to God. We open our hearts to the one who fills them with grace. Join in the glad songs of all creation this day. Our voices praise the one who opens wide the gates of life. When only emptiness stretched out, you spoke at that time. Joyous God, and goodness and beauty sprang forth. Swallows darting in the skies, young rabbits scampering in the grass, hippos splashing in rivers. All this wonder and joy was your gift to your children, created in your image. But we ran to play with death when sin opened the gates of seduction. Time after time after time, you sent the prophets to remind us of your never-ending love. But we chose to remain in sin's tomb, the stone of our rebellion locking us away. So you sent your hopeful heart, your grace made flesh, so we might not be given over to death. With those who see and believe, with those who stand in question, we lift our Easter songs to you. Holy, holy, holy are you, God who has made this day. All creation celebrates your constant love. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who is revealed on this afternoon. Hosanna in the highest. Okay, be seated, please. Us being a little unorthodox and having church in the afternoon sometimes causes a little problem with our text, and I didn't catch it. My bad. And half the time we don't know if it's morning or night here. Sometimes the nights go so long. So, all right, moving on. When he could have clung to your glory, God alone, God who alone is holy, Jesus chose to become human at that time, so we might be filled with your grace. When we stood against the wall, wondering if anyone noticed us, he came to take us by the hand to teach us new dance steps. When our lives crumble around us and we lie scattered on the ground, he gathers us up, reshaping us into your beloved community. When we were unable to break the power of evil over us, he allowed sin to toss him aside like a pebble in a shoe until he was raised from the tomb because you refused to give us over to death. As we stand before the empty tomb, celebrating the great news of this day, we would have that faith which is a mystery. Christ died so sin could not hold on to us. Christ was raised so death could not hold on to him. Christ will come to hold us in steadfast love and hope. In this time, in this place, Pour out your Spirit upon your people and on the gifts of the feast of the resurrection. May the bread which is broken open like the tomb strengthen us so we may go to rebuild shattered hopes, to bind up the hurts of the world. May the cup which is filled with the fruits of your steadfast love nourish us to leave the shadows of our fears and doubts, to stand with the lonely and forgotten, to listen to the cries of the world. For on the night that he was betrayed, he himself took bread. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." And in that time to come, when we will be gathered with all of our siblings of every place and of every moment, we will sing your praises, God in community, holy and one, as you hold on to us forever. Amen. As always, we celebrate communion in the way of Jesus Christ. All are welcome to share in this celebration. No one is excluded. We humbly thank our Lord Jesus Christ for this gift that we share today and pray it strengthens our bonds as Christians and as men and women for others. Amen.
Some days I can't seem to find a reason to trust that there's more, more than the pain of this world, more than the fear in my heart. Just when it seems hope is gone, the sunrise reveals your awesome glory. There is no shadow, no fear that can stand in your wonderful light. You are my highest hope, your glory I love to see. All who are thirsty come, the fountains flowing and free. You are my rest, you are my peace, you are the hope for all who believe. Faithful and true, King of all kings, you always will be my highest hope. When I forget you are there, I hear your voice in a quiet moment. You whisper peace to my soul. Your promises fill up my days. You are my highest hope, your glory I love to see. All who are thirsty come, the fountains flowing and free. You are my rest, you are my peace, you are the hope for all who believe. Faithful and true, King of all kings, you always will be my highest hope. Come to the table of blessing, enter his courts with praise. Goodness and mercy will surely follow me all of my days. You are my highest hope, your glory I love to see. All who are thirsty come, the fountains flowing and free. You are my rest, you are my peace, you are the hope for all who believe. Faithful and true, King of all kings, you always will be my highest hope. You are my rest, you are my peace, you are the hope for all who believe. Faithful and true, King of all kings, you always will be my highest hope.
I felt that one. I love that. Those goosebumps to go up your back of your neck. And all the way up. That's, you know what that is, don't you? Y'all do know what that is, right? That's the Holy Spirit among us. That's the Holy Spirit here with us. Whew. Doesn't happen every service, but it does happen. Let us pray. Oh God, you call us to embrace both you and the children of this world with unconditional love. Give us grace to discern what your love demands of us, that being faithful in things both great and small, we may serve you with an undivided heart. Amen. Amen. Okay, be seated, please.
It is time for everybody's favorite part of the service. That's right, the announcements.
Okay. I don't have a slide for this, but I'm gonna go ahead and take care of this pink elephant in the room. A few months ago, I decided that we need to exhibit ourselves and present ourselves more as a Christian community than we had. And what I mean by that is all of our, I love our logo. I love our graphics. I think they're beautiful. But They didn't express that we were a Christian community, and I think that that's important. So we have a new logo. We have a new sign. Now, it doesn't negate this one. This one is still very good. It's still our seal here. But the new logo is here, and I want you to take a look at it. It's not finished. They still have to do a little bit of work on it, and there's a little bit of touch-up to do. But I thought it was important to have it here for Easter, because this is when I wanted to debut this, because this is important. This is something that I think you'll see what I'm talking about when I pull this apart here. So this is, and before I pull this, thank you, Don. Before I pull this, let me just say, Dustin, who is the one that built this sign back here for us and built that beautiful cross there, is the one that did this sign. He's never done one like, I'm trying to catch on fire here.
Oh,
he's never done one like this. This is a first. I came up with the idea of it, and he said, I don't know how in the world I'm going to do it.
But I'll do it.
But he did it. You'll see what I mean. Here it is. Okay. I got it. I'm just trying to get everything off of there. So, let's pull it this way. So, let me pull it over here a little bit so you can kind of see what we're looking at. Oops, some of the flowers. So you can see.
Oh, wow.
We incorporated the cross in there. But the important thing, he's got a little touch-up to do with down here. You can see a little bit of it. But this part over here is what I thought was the part that's never been done before. It's actually the shadow of the cross and the shield and what was going to go behind it. Yeah, you'll be able to see it better. He's going to put LEDs behind the shadow, so it just is like a glow back there, and it'll show the shadow of it landing on the ground there. I think he did a fantastic job. I didn't know how he was going to do it, and he did it. So this will be lit up from behind, and you'll see that it's the shadow of the cross and the seal there. Yeah. Is that not gorgeous?
Oh, he did a wonderful job.
He did these by hand. He makes these by hand. So we will take this. And for now, we'll put this here, especially a place here. See if we can get it start to fall on us. I got it. I'm going to leave it on the table right there. Perfect. And we lost a rose, so I give this to you.
Aww.
There you go. Take that. Okay. There it is.
That is the
flowers are gorgeous, by the way. They came out rather nice. It took me a little work to get them that way, but thanks to William and his working and fixing some mistakes that were made, obviously, we have some beautiful flowers here. So, let's move along with our announcements. I can't stop looking at it. I love it. I love the sign. I think you did a great job. Okay. Pray@DallasFuelCity.com. Pray@DallasFuelCity.com. It's very simple, folks. If you have a prayer request, you send us an email at that address. You can remain anonymous. You can leave us your name. We pray every day here at Dallas Roots for Life Church. If you want your prayer said to us said during our daily prayers, please let us know. You can also have your prayer said during our prayers of intercession here on Sunday with the entire congregation. Like I said, you can remain anonymous or you can give us your name. Pray@DallasFuelCity.com. I heard it. Compliments, concerns, suggestions, complaints. This first people, folks, you got one of those, you can get an email address that's right there, feedback@DallasFuelCity.com. So you got one of those, send us an email, we'd be glad to take care of that for you. We'd love to hear from you. You know, you can't make a difference. We are an all-volunteer church here at Dallas Roots for Life Church. None of us take a salary, not even myself. We keep our doors open. We'll wait till everybody gets their sounds done.
Sorry.
It's okay. Don's got the most annoying phone sound. Don has the most annoying phone sound I've ever heard in my life. Seriously. And I think he does it on purpose.
I haven't found it yet. I tried. It's like I couldn't turn it all the way up, remember?
We just pressed the volume button.
Now turn it off.
Are we good? Everybody good? Everybody take a picture of that. There's plenty of time also after service to take pictures. We have an Easter egg hunt coming up. I still have to go fill the eggs. That's all done right at the last minute, so make sure. Oh, thank you. Very good. Got it?
Yeah. No. Wait.
Got it. All right. We only keep our doors open by getting donations, or actually tithes from our community here, and from donations from people out there in Podcastville and YouTube land. And I tell you, I know it's tough for everybody right now. I know the economy is crazy with the inflation. And I know people are just coming out of the coronavirus baloney that we went through. And we could use your help, folks. We could really use your help. If you could,
please consider making a donation to Dallas Universal Life Church. If you believe in what we're saying here, if you believe in all-inclusive, a disco god, how about that one? If you believe in a disco god, there you go. I love the song, I really do. If you believe in all-inclusive, all-loving, all-powerful God, and you want us to continue to get this message out of somebody who, a message of love is all it is, a message totally of love, then please consider making a donation to Dallas Universal Life Church. Also, it's tax season coming up, folks. Tax season, right? Is it tax season, right? So, we are a 501c3 corporation, which means all of your donations to us are tax deductible. So it's good for your taxes. It's a great thing to do there. And it's also a great thing to help us out. Just go to DallasRealC.com and click on donate. It'll take you to a page there where you can donate with your credit card or however way you PayPal or things like that. And it's completely secure there. Okay? Please consider making a donation to Dallas Realty Life Church. We really need your help. I'm the worst at that. That's the hardest thing for me to do at night and in the day. Is ask for money. I'm just not good at it. So please help me out.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Now, I always get it, Bishop, you know, look, I love the church. I do. And I really want to help. I want to tithe. I want to be there. I want to be part of the church. But I'm broke, man. I say, well, you know what? I'm broke too. Guess what? Join the club. You do what I do. You do what all of us do. You volunteer. You volunteer here at the church. And, you know, your time is money. And we could use the help. There's never enough hours in the day to get everything done here. There's always something left undone. We could always use the help. Just go to DallasRealC.com again. Click on volunteer. There you'll find a list of the volunteer positions we have available. If you don't like one there, come on in. I've got plenty of work for you. I'll find something for you to do. Or you can give us ideas of what you want to do. Okay? We're open to ideas here. There's always something to be done, though. Please come check us out. Come volunteer with us. Okay. Did you know we had two podcasts?
Two
podcasts. Can you believe it? Two. I neglected one of them recently because I've been so busy with Holy Week and everything else going on. So I apologize for all of you waiting for the next life lesson. It's coming. I promise. It's coming. Let me try to explain this to you. Our first podcast, which we've had out for 6 years now. Yeah, six years. It's in its fifth season. It's in its fifth season. And that's Your Path with Bishop Mark. And what that is our it's our gospel reading for the day and our sermon. Sometimes it's a full service. And our podcasts are all video podcasts now, too. Even on Spotify, you can see the video of what we're doing, so which is kind of nice. So, if you want to check out our podcast with the gospel and the sermon and whatnot, go to your favorite browser, type in Your Path with Bishop Mark, do a search for it, and you'll find us, I guarantee it. Or you can simply go to your Alexis, which we have, Alexis is called Echo here. I'll see if I can get him to do it. Echo, play Your Path.
Welcome back to Your Path.
See? That's simple. There it is. Your Path with Bishop Mark. And that works anywhere in the world. You say, you know, Alexa, play Your Path, or Echo, play Your Path, or computer, play Your Path. If you've got those things on there, it'll play it. Echo, stop. Echo, stop. Okay. Yeah, if you don't have Echo or Alexa or things like that in your home, you can always go to, on the back of our program here, we have a list of some of the providers we have that are the podcast providers out there. But folks, they're all in your libraries there. Go check out a good podcast provider, one you like, and you can find us on there. Just do a search for Your Path with Bishop Mark. Now, same thing. Go to Life Lessons with Bishop Mark. Life Lessons with Bishop Mark is our newest podcast. It's exactly what it says. It's life lessons. It's very short, 2 to 5 minute lessons. I call it the TikTok of podcast because it's so quick, and for people with maybe a little shorter attention span, that's for you. Now it's only been around, we just started that one, so it's still fairly new, but please go check it out. Just go to your favorite browser, type in Life Lessons with Bishop Mark to search for it, or you can go to, like I said, one of your favorite podcast providers and search for us there. Life Lessons with Bishop Mark and Your Path with Bishop Mark. Check them out, folks. I really appreciate it. And hey, there's places on there to say something to me. There's places on the websites, on the podcast. Say something to me. Tell me you hate it, you like it, you love it, you don't like it. Something. Tell me something. Let me know you're there. Okay? All right. Okay. Just a reminder for you again. Okay, this is really big for me. I've been working very, very hard. This is the other thing that's been keeping me very busy is this movie. It's a tough one. It's been a tough one to put together, and I want you to know how hard I'm working on it. But our 7-year anniversary is coming up. I know it seems like a long way off, but it's not, folks. Sunday, May the 29th at 3 p.m. here at the church, we'll have our seventh anniversary. Seven is supposed to be a very good luck number for the Bible. It's supposed to be very full of a lot of properties, right? Isn't that correct? We read about it. What's going on? Everything okay? Okay. All right. 7-year anniversary. Now, on that day, on the 28th, we'll also premiere Seven, Rising from the Ashes, which is the movie I'm working on, and I hope that y'all will enjoy that as well. It's coming out very nicely. The interviews were great, and it's all coming out very, very nicely. Okay, so don't forget, Sunday, May 28th at 3 p.m. I'll be reminding you again. guess what? We made it to some of y'all other people's favorite part of the sermon, part of the service, and that's dismissal. Let's go ahead and rise for our dismissal, please. God has filled us with joy and wonder. Go to let it overflow in the lives of others. Jesus has filled us with comfort and hope. We will go to wipe away the tears of those around us. The Spirit sends us forward in faith to share the truth of God's presence in our lives. Hallelujah. We will live every day as God's own. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord, to serve God. Alleluia, alleluia. Repeat, amen. We go in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Sorry, I didn't put the alleluia in there. It should have been there. My bad.
This is a special edition of Your Path with Bishop Mark from Dallas Universal Life Church in Dallas, Texas. And now, Bishop Mark.
Y'all count to 10 after I close this door, and then you can come out and go Easter egg hunting.
Okay.
You're going to come out. Better watch out. Here they come. And go.
Oh my God. I'm grabbing the ones I can see.
Close that door, please. Close the front door. Close the front door. Close the front door. Too much light.
How do you get to it? It's running for me.
I got the door. Thank you.
Here.
Coming
to get you.
Come on.
Oh my gosh, I can't put him in my bag because I don't have hands.
Careful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll get that. Oh.
I don't know how Mark got that Mark.
Hey, do what?
How'd you get him to glow? Oh, the glow stick. Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep looking. Mm-hmm. They show up real good on camera. Mm-hmm. Nice. Looks like William's making out over here. I see how glow, he's glowing. Look at that.
I got it.
I'm
making a little
bandit.
Y'all using a whole lot.
Oh, you cheated on that one.
Look everywhere. Ah, oh, you got that one.
Fantastic.
Everybody got to sit down and start counting your loot.
Down, baby.
I mean, it's all different. You never, you got to know them, count them. Just go through them, see what you got. And you'll count how much money's in there, mm-hmm, and any other goodies, and we'll know exactly what's in there, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got the big egg.
Yeah. I got a couple of big eggs. That one I couldn't get closed. I had to stick it shut.
I see that.
Yeah, thank you.
We
didn't see
your eggs.
No, you don't.
What
do you invite me out there?
You weren't at the service.
I did invite
you out there. Cyril, you got to be at the service.
I was at the service.
You weren't at the service.
I was inside this house.
I did ask.
He told you he asked me to go out there.
Oh, crap.
I said, grown folks don't do that shit. But now over there, bracing them over.
Did you see our new sign?
Yeah, I saw it.
So you see the sign over there? It's a shadow of it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be lit up. It's going to be backlit. It's not finished yet.
Oh, the shadows. Ring. Oh, that's cute.
What?
Are you the one that said? Are you the one that hit him out there? Mm-hmm. You did.
Most of them had like.
He watched you on camera sense, though.
He couldn't see me on camera.
I was looking at the camera. I was back there literally.
Y'all got a good cash. I didn't get no cash.
You get any cash? Some change? Oh, you got a $5. That's good.
That's more than I got.
That'll be $100 off in there.
Oh, there's enough in there.
Ten maybe.
There's enough in there. See?
What's that?
Yes.
$10.
Yes.
There you go. Yes, and by the way, the church, anything you don't want, the church will gladly take back in donations.
But with my God, I'll be the possible. Amen. Hey,
considering the fact that nobody made any tithes today.
Wait a minute.
How'd you do?
Two of those.
I got some But a lot of them are.
Where is that flight?
The candy ones I have
like
getting.
It's okay.
Where's the offering flight?
It's over there in the corner.
Are you going to put the glow in the dark things in there?
No.
It's over there in the corner.
Dan, go grab the offering plate for them. Put it out there in the middle. Ooh. So maybe they'll put something in it. Yeah. Off the table right over there. Over there by the TV.
Right by the
cloth.
Go.
I love that.
I like the crosses. There's some pretty crosses.
Oh, I got two. You ought to see the ones I got.
What you got?
There's some beside that. It's pretty crosses.
There are some pretty crosses in there, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what you see?
And the stickers are cute, too. Make sure you read the stickers. They're all really cute.
Oh, I got another one. Oh, that one's real pretty.
Mm-hmm. I think I got literally every $1 bill. I didn't get the $5 or the $10.
Well, you know.
Just the $1 bills.
You know. No, the big eggs didn't have all the good stuff in it. Mm-hmm. That was a kind of an illusion.
Thankful and grateful. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, these are. How you doing?
Wait a minute. Thank you,
Bishop. Oh. See, I don't understand why these people don't come to the Easter egg hunt. Look what they're missing out on.
I got
things to
go home on.
At the bus fair?
I got a bus fair.
I'm going to shut up. That's what I'm going to do. You want us to save the eggs for next year?
Please, we're saving the eggs for next year. We do that every year. It saves a little money from church.
What do you know, bitch? Shazam.
More money.
More money.
You did well. I think Adrian got the big bills.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Did you know what else I got?
I got every pretty crop that you put out there.
That's good. That's good. That's good. There's some pretty ones. And they're
okay, I got the rest.
And y'all can trade. Y'all can trade stuff if you want to.
So how much do you know $10 worth?
No, that's highway robbery. Here, keep having it.
How long have you been doing the Easter egg hunt?
This is our third year.
You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
And last year I will tell you, last year we had a little more money. Last year there was $100 in cash in it.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't afford it this year.
Yeah, one person died and you know who that
we was. We did okay this year though. Okay, when tithes get a little better, the Easter hunts get a little better.
No.
Like little kids, look at them. All three of them.
I'm jealous.
I am too. I don't get to participate. I don't get the fun part. Now this is the fun part. Watch them get it all.
Now
listen up. Make sure you pick up all your glow sticks because it is poisonous to the dogs if they start chewing on it. So make sure you don't leave them around, okay? Isn't that sweet? James, next time you got to come to the church and you can come to the Easter egg hunt.
I still got that big one. I ain't got two. Issues.
Look at that.
That's cute. What is that too? I got the whole collection except one.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, you got one too? Give it here. Nobody leaves with crosses but me.
What?
Give me that.
I'm not leaving so I can keep it right.
He ain't going nowhere.
Oh, I got a nickel.
Hey, it all spins.
I'm just gonna go
find
that
because
of where it came
from.
Probably. I'm not
changing.
Put
your hand in there.
I got every sticker
shoot. I like the stickers. I think they were cute. It's not easy to find stickers like that, you know, that have the right kind of messages on them.
Ooh, it's worth the original. I
got
a big cola. Two different things there, Don.
Can I get a whoop whoop? Can I get a whoop 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 whoop?
That was fun, Mark.
Yeah, it just makes the day. I mean, that's what's the fun part of it.
Okay.
And you didn't know, you didn't realize we were going in the dark, did you?
No. I was like, how in the hell are we so?
Because that's what I was waiting for to get dark to really get out there and do it. Because I knew that. See, last year we had the big green lights on out there. Okay. It wasn't as fun. This year was more fun. With all the lights
William,
off.
I put mine in here.
Yeah, let's make sure you save your eggs. Those are for next year. What does it say?
It says, as I have loved you, love one another.
There you go. The one commandment Jesus Christ gave us. It's the one commandment he gave us. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all that money. Look at all that. All that cash over there. Hi, Dexter. Hi, you helping?
Well, that's good.
You helping with the Easter egg hunt? Okay.
So would you like to trade for something behind the other curtain?
Look, behind egg number three.
We're not talking about those kind of huevos.
No, those are waiting in the house. Out of hurry.
How many you got over there? A few pair?
You said got an S on it.
Yeah, there you go, William.
Good grief.
Up on the smart part.
How many pairs of huevos do you get in one night?
Look, I don't even count them in pairs anymore.
I look into the hair.
Hey, Adrian, it's not Christmas. It's Easter. The ho-ho-ho's got to go.
No.
No.
Look, I just found that ho.
Please.
Got people hopping down
please.
The at least that's my story. And yeah,
you keep on trying. I'm just stay over there and wait for me because the lightning will mess up this phone.
Oh, Lord.
Eggs, get a bucket for the other bag of the eggs. There we go.
Here.
Egg for back. Yeah, back for the eggs.
Eggs in the bag and eggs in the bag.
Oh, wow. Another one. This one is it's hollow.
There was a lot more.
Yeah, there was a lot of star. A lot of the. Don saw those when they came in. I love this. I love this. The sign. I think the sign looks great.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be so cool when he finishes it. He's just got a couple little spots to finish.
That was really, really fun.
Wait.
What you got there, Don?
Where'd
it go?
What does it say?
You're glowing my soul.
Says what?
It is well with my soul.
That's a good one.
I got a lot of stickers. I got a lot of everything.
Yeah, you did. You got a good variety over there.
A variety.
Yeah. Hi. Money, are you helping? Are you helping? Huh? Are you helping? Are you hiding? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get some food, man.
Oh, you hungry?
Come right here.
I got that on video.
What's that?
Him chomping down.
Well, he said, I want food, and I said,
come
right
here.
I got missing earrings.
I think he's too worried about you being
out
here and not being there.
Right. Hi, Munchkin. You helping?
Yeah, I do.
Are you helping?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Are you helping? Is everybody helping? Mm-hmm. Our two helpers. Hi. Hi, I know it.
Hey.
Put them all together.
No.
Because if I know you, you'll come back asking. You know those crosses you got at Easter, I need them. No. Oh.
Oh, she will.
No,
she
I won't.
I'm making a
what
on
is
about
it?
All these
what is it?
Come out and listen to the girl.
Hey.
But I think
hey.
She's making it all
hey.
Bar away.
Hey. Munchkin. Shush.
Too much.
All right. Well, happy Easter, everybody. I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter, William.
Happy Easter.
All right. Everybody counting their money. All right.
I got 13.